Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV Insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2051. What is volume eating? Everything you need to know by Paula Norris with idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to the post and optimize your life. What is volume eating? Everything you need to know by Paula Norris with idealnutrition.com.au. Volume eating helps with the most critical factor to success when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off, the calorie balance equation. In other words, to lose weight, you need to burn more calories than you consume. Volume eating is one way that you can reduce the number of calories you eat while eating a lot of food. It's not a strict diet plan. It's a technique that you can apply to your current diet in order to reduce the calorie density, also referred to as energy density, of what you consume. When following this approach, the focus is eating a lot of foods that have a lower calorie density. Why is this way of eating useful? By focusing on mostly foods with a lower calorie density, the volume of your meals will be high, so you'll feel full while you lose weight. You will eat a nutrient-dense diet. Because volume eating focuses on fruit and vegetables, you will eat plenty of vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. These are important to support a strong immune system and are critical to the body's processes that work to break down food and turn it into energy. Not eating enough nutrients can lead to frequent illness, poor sleep, feeling sluggish and tired. These in turn are likely to interrupt a pattern of healthy eating and exercise. And while eating for volume does focus mostly on lower calorie density foods, the approach is flexible enough for you to include some calorie dense foods too. Win-win. How volume eating can help you lose weight, feel full with fewer calories. This approach is a gradual change, not a fast way to drop 10 kilograms. You can apply this approach to almost any of your meals and snacks to make lower calorie versions of your favorite foods. Here's a summary of the key factors why volume eating works for weight loss. You eat more food with fewer calories. It helps with satiety. You eat in a way that makes you feel full, which means you're less likely to reach for extra snack foods, many of which are highly processed and calorie dense. You can maintain this way of eating long term because completely cutting out any foods or food groups is not required. There's no need to count calories or macros, which gets very tiring, annoying, and can be deflating. And you can tailor the approach to suit your own lifestyle and dietary preferences. When all of these factors are taken into consideration, you can see how volume eating leads to weight loss. How to start. Here's a 5-step process to get you started with volume eating as an example. Start by selecting one main meal that you have regularly at home and apply the following principles. 1. Ensure 50% of the recipe or your plate of food is made up of high volume vegetables. 2. Adjust your protein portion if needed. Protein should make up about 25% of your plate. 3. Adjust your carb portion. Starchy, sometimes also called complex carb portions, should make up 15 to 20% of your plate. 4. Review your cooking methods if required. The healthiest cooking methods are steaming, poaching, baking, grilling, air frying or stir frying. Avoid being too heavy-handed with the oil when using the methods where fat is added. And 5, use portion control with fats. If you're using pour oil, a maximum of 1 teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil per person is a good target. Volume eating is not a low-fat diet. Healthy fats are essential for healthy skin and cells. They protect our organs, reduce inflammation, help to slow digestion, and assist with hormone regulation. So fat is absolutely included with the volume eating approach, but we do use portion control given how calorie dense fat is. Are there any things to watch out for when it comes to this way of eating? Volume eating done right is a very safe, sustainable, and nutritionally adequate way of eating. Issues could arise if it leads to a drastic increase in fiber intake over a short period of time. If before starting on a volume eating journey, your fiber intake is relatively low, the sudden increase in fiber intake from the larger portions of fruit and vegetables may result in gut symptoms such as bloating, discomfort, and excess gas. This is usually due to the fact that your body is not accustomed to higher levels of fiber intake. If your fiber intake is low, then you should build the changes slowly, meaning you may decide to apply the principles to one new meal every 2 days instead of every meal right away. This will give your gut time to adjust to the high levels of fiber you're consuming. The other caution is that volume eating should not be taken to the extreme. If you overconsume high-volume, low-calorie foods at the expense of including moderate portions of healthy, higher-calorie foods, then you'll miss out on key nutrients that are essential for good health and disease prevention. An example of this is you limit good fats, like extra virgin olive oil, too often. Then you're going to miss out on essential fat-soluble vitamins, antioxidants, and the heart-protective effects of consuming extra virgin olive oil as a whole food. Volume eating summary. Volume eating is also referred to as eating for volume, or the volumetrics diet. You can eat a lot of food. Volume eating will not leave you feeling hungry. It focuses on including mostly low-calorie dense foods. You don't need to count calories or macros. The foods are also nutrient dense. They contain a lot of vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. Volume eating does not require you to completely cut out any foods. And it is essential to include healthy foods with a high calorie density while undertaking volume eating. These include foods such as eggs, extra virgin olive oil, oily fish, nuts and seeds, and so on. You just listened to the post titled, What is Volume Eating? Everything You Need to Know, by Paula Norris, with idealnutrition.com.au. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. For a while, researchers have known about a very common human phenomenon. See food, eat food. Meaning if there's food in front of us, we'll probably eat it. And we'll probably eat all of it. So If we're served a large portion of pasta, we'll probably eat the entire thing. Even if, halfway through, our stomachs are telling us it's had enough, we'll keep eating, because it's there. This is true of almost all humans. So, if we know this fact, then we can use it to our advantage. How, you say? Well, what if we served ourselves large portions of the nutritious stuff, you know, the fruits and vegetables we keep being told to eat, and then serve ourselves smaller portions of the not-so-nutritious stuff? So, what if we served ourselves one serving of pasta and a large serving of non-starchy vegetables on the side? According to this theory of see food, eat food, we would eat all of those vegetables because, again, see food, eat food. In fact, researchers wanted to see if this was actually true. So if you don't believe me, there's some science to back it up. Sure enough, several studies have found that eating low-calorie, higher-volume foods like fruits, vegetables, and even soups help us feel satisfied while reducing the amount of calories we consume. A separate study even found that eating satisfying portions of low-energy-dense foods can help control hunger while helping with weight management. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.